Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, May 3rd, and you're actually listening to an edited version because I forgot that today is Ben Winder's birthday, and I wanted to go back and re-record so that everyone could know that it is Ben Winder, our minister to students' birthday. So happy birthday, Ben. Also, I forgot that yesterday was Kelly Hatley's birthday, so I'm really on a roll. Sorry, guys. Kelly is our minister of music and minister to active living. So thank you both for your work here and happy birthday. We pick up in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, in verse 31, and I'll read to the end of the chapter. Then he went down to Capernaum, a town in Galilee, and on the Sabbath he taught the people. They were amazed at his teaching because his words had authority. In the synagogue there was a man possessed by a demon, an impure spirit. He cried out at the top of his voice, "Go away! What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," Jesus said sternly. "Come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down before them all and came out without injuring him. All the people were amazed and said to each other, "What words these are! With authority and power, he gives orders to impure spirits, and they come out." And the news about him spread throughout the surrounding area. Jesus left the synagogue and went to the home of Simon. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked Jesus to help her. So he bent over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up at once and began to wait on them. At sunset, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sickness, and laying his hands on each one, he healed them. Moreover, demons came out of many people, shouting, "You are the Son of God!" But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew he was the Messiah. At daybreak, Jesus went out to a solitary place. The people were looking for him, and when they came to where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said, "I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent." And he kept on preaching in the synagogue of Judea. And now let's turn over to the book of Psalms. Today we are finishing up Psalm 139. We'll be reading verse 13 through the end of the chapter. "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God! How vast is the sum of them! Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you, God, would slay the wicked. Away from me, you who are bloodthirsty. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, Lord, and abhor those who are in rebellion against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And now let's turn over to the book of Zechariah. Today we are in Zechariah and chapter 8. Yesterday I asked you the question, are we going to become the kind of people who are ready to participate in God's kingdom? And so that question stands for chapter 8 as well. The title in my Bible says, "The Lord promises to bless Jerusalem." The word of the Lord Almighty came to me. This is what the Lord Almighty says. I am very zealous for Zion. I am burning with jealousy for her. This is what the Lord says. I will return to Zion and dwell in Jerusalem. Then Jerusalem will be called the faithful city, and the mountain of the Lord Almighty will be called the holy mountain. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Once again, men and women of ripe old age will sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each of them with cane in hand because of their age. The city streets will be filled with boys and girls playing there. This is what the Lord Almighty says. It may seem marvelous to the remnant of this people at that time, but will it seem marvelous to me, declares the Lord Almighty? This is what the Lord Almighty says. I will save my people from the countries of the east and the west. I will bring them back to live in Jerusalem. They will be my people, and I will be faithful and righteous to them as their God. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Now hear these words. Let your hands be strong so that the temple may be built. This is also what the prophets said who were present when the foundation was laid for the house of the Lord Almighty. Before that time, there were no wages for people or hire for animals. No one could go about their business safely because of their enemies, since I had turned everyone against their neighbor. But now I will not deal with the remnant of this people as I did in the past, declares the Lord Almighty. The seed will grow well, the vine will yield its fruit, the ground will produce its crops, and the heavens will drop their dew. I will give all these things as an inheritance to the remnant of this people. Just as you, Judah and Israel, have been a curse among the nations, so I will save you, and you will be a blessing. Do not be afraid, but let your hands be strong. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Just as I had determined to bring disaster on you and showed no pity when your ancestors angered me, says the Lord Almighty, so now I have determined to do good again to Jerusalem and Judah. Do not be afraid. These are the things you are to do. Speak the truth to each other and render true and sound judgment in your court. Do not plot evil against each other, and do not love to swear falsely. I hate all this, declares the Lord. The word of the Lord Almighty came to me. This is what the Lord Almighty says. The fast of the 4th, 5th, 7th, and 10th months will become joyful and glad occasions and happy festivals for Judah. Therefore, love truth and peace. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Many people and the inhabitants of many cities will yet come. And the inhabitants of one city will go to another and say, let us go at once to entreat the Lord and seek the Lord Almighty. I myself am going, and many peoples and powerful nations will come to Jerusalem to seek the Lord Almighty and to entreat him. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In those days, 10 people from all languages and nations will take firm hold of one Jew by the hem of his robe and say, let us go with you, because we have heard that God is with you. Thank you so much for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today is Monday, and so we're going to have Missions Monday, where we pray for one of our missions partners. Today, it's a local missions partner, Community Grief Ministry. And the mission of this ministry is to enhance the quality of life for bereaved adults who face the challenge of rebuilding their lives without their loved ones. And they do this by providing grief support groups throughout Birmingham free of charge to the participants. And so as we pray together, let us pray for those who are bereaved, for the staff of Community Grief Ministry, and for continued favor from the Lord for this good cause. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you so much for our partners in ministry, Community Grief Ministry. And thank you for all of the different grief support groups that you have used to help bring healing and help to those who are in need. We pray specifically for the staff of Community Grief Ministry. We pray that you would give them wisdom as they seek to help those who are in great need of comfort and guidance as they try to rebuild their lives. Lord, we know that sometimes life will never be the same when we have lost a loved one. And so we just ask, Lord, that in those moments of longing and grief, we would be reminded that you are bringing a new kingdom where death will be no more. And as we long for that day, Lord, help us to process here in the present. And so we pray for all those who are grieving in our midst. We pray for the peace that passes all understanding, that you would guard their hearts with it, and that you would help them to see with your truth and with your eyes and with the ability to process, and not through the eyes of an inner critic or someone who thinks they can't take a step forward without their loved one. Thank you, Lord, again for this community. And we pray, Lord, that you would bless those who are listening today. In Jesus' name, amen.